great. Could you just give me some feel of the inside of that foundry? The work, the noise, the smell, the clothing that was worn. Was it overalls? Was it a uniform overall?
Well, I worked in the electrical department, and all the electricians had blue overalls, you know, and I wore a blue overall. Well, mainly to protect your own clothes, so it was a health and safety thing. Iron tipped boots,
steel toe
caps, yes. And it was a smallish department, the electrical department. We worked on two shifts and a night shift, so three shifts. So I was a day worker. And we used to go out. There were several departments. There was a fitting department. Everybody wore overalls, actually. The office workers didn't. You know, they wore normal clothes, as it were. There was a laboratory there. Because it was an iron works. Obviously, they had to do tests with various things. So there's a laboratory. There was a grinding department where they used to grind the axles, get all the after they've been cast. Obviously, there was rough edges on them, so they had to get those rough edges off. They used to grind them on the massive big wheels. There was the casting department and the furnaces, and there were several lines. There was A line, B line, C line, and D line. They were all what's the word I'm looking for? Can't think. I'll just tell you where your mind goes. Well, you know what it is. It's like a conveyor belt thing. Production lines there were of different types of castings, and D line was the one where the basically done by hand. A lot of it was, and not many machinery to do it. Then there was a pressing department. We used to press the castings. Then I think that was it. There was a garage, you know, sort of transport department where all the forklift trucks were serviced and kept charged up. It was a mucky place, a really mucky place. And we were talking about the 60s here. There was just black sand everywhere, you know. And my mate Paddy and I had to clean the lights, and he used to go up 30, 40 feet on ladders to clean lights, you know. He used to have fun. We used to get the brush and knock the lamp fitting, and the shower of black muck used to come down, all on the people walking below. We used to have loads of fun with that. But yeah, we had the mucky job, so you get a bit mucky, but we didn't wear masks or anything, but just make sure that we didn't inhale much. And it was a busy place, you know, the forklift trucks flying all over the place, and then there was the outside tips and things like that. But it was possibly at least quarter of a mile long, that factory, from front to back, maybe a bit longer. And maybe, I don't know how many, it probably was 200, 300 yards wide, I suppose, in terms of area. But now it's built, obviously it's now built on with lots of houses there, but it was quite a big foundry. There was a pattern department, used to make the patterns for the castings, and the carpentry, you know, everything was there really to make the patterns. We serviced every department with electric lights and things like that, me and my mate. So we got around all the factory. So we probably, in terms of a worker, saw more of the factory than some of the others stuck in the offices. You used to go in the offices, clean the ladies' lights, chat to the ladies, flirt with the ladies. It was all right, it was good fun.